Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. Jesus came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Rejection is always painful. If you meet with a new group of people and feel unwelcome, it's an uncomfortable experience. But if you're rejected by people who are close to you, it's particularly agonizing. Many people have experienced rejection from their parents, children, or spouse. There's no way of simply brushing it off. It hurts deeply and is likely to continue to have an impact for years to come. Our verses today speak of the pain that Jesus experienced in coming to the world that he had created with his Father and being rejected. Even though he came to the Jews, his own much-loved people, they had no time for him. That wasn't the end of the story. Although many rejected him, there were always some people who believed in him. In the Gospels, we see Jesus in regular conflict with the Pharisees, who were extremely committed Jews. They tried to live according to the letter of the Jewish law. Jesus had some extremely harsh words for them, but even they were not wholly opposed to Jesus. Nicodemus was one of their number, and he went to Jesus at night, revealing his profound interest in Jesus' teaching. Another Pharisee, Joseph of Arimathea, was so devoted to Jesus that after his crucifixion, he asked Pilate for the privilege of giving Jesus a decent burial in his own family tomb. On that day of crucifixion, as the Romans carried out the brutal murder of Jesus, the centurion on duty concluded that Jesus was none other than the Son of God. Most people reject Jesus today, but not all. Even among people who would never think of attending church, there are those who have an interest in Jesus and a respect for his teaching. John says the door is open to anyone who will believe in Jesus. If they do, whatever their background, they become children of God, part of God's eternal family. So let me ask you a question. How do you react to the fact that most people in your local community reject Jesus? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you welcome everyone who believes in Jesus into your family. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.